From Polycast, the official podcast of a Appleton Civilization site at appleton.net. Cut. Snippets of what did not make it into the final episode for episode 15.
And please don't press stop. Although now that Dan isn't around, that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, it's looking good. I'm getting on the
Dan's
tiniest...
Dan's not here. We can blame everything on Dan.
...bit of bleed over from you guys. Okay.
No, this sounds pretty good. There's a little bit of background noise from Mackie's connection, I think, but we can filter that out later. That's a lot better than last time.
Yeah, it may be the new computer.
I think so, because usually you're the most quiet one.
It could also be Vista, who knows?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, well.
You can also blame everything on Vista.
Yes.
Sounds good.
That's what a lot of people are going to do in the next 2 years. By the way, Ken, I added one more thing to the mailbag. Let me see. It's a very short message that I got just today. Probably just easily IM that to you.
Oh, actually, I didn't even read the first mailbag you sent me. Okay.
Okay, well, you can just wing it.
It's going to the Imran School of Preparation.
Yep. Wow, my computer is really slow right now. Maybe because I'm hosting this thing.
Hmm. You can blame him?
Yep. Oh, that's a good idea. I hadn't started that one yet. Oh, wait, I didn't downgrade yet, so that's not even going to work, probably. Well, better safe than sorry. You can always try. Doesn't like starting before the conversation starts. Oh, well. It's probably not going to work anyway, so just quit. Okay, so no. So please don't screw anything up.
Whatever you do, don't hit stop.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's trying to find Civilization 1?
Yeah, for the Mac even.
For the Mac, okay. Did it even have a Mac version?
Yeah, I did some research, and apparently it was released in 1995.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, like, the source code probably doesn't even exist anymore. I hear they lost it.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be able to find the new copies anywhere.
Can you hear it when I do this?
Yes, very good.
Uh-huh. Just testing.
Okay. Let's start with an introduction and then immediately go into the Dan being gone issue. And Imran being gone and Dolphin being gone for that matter.
Okay, you guys start off and then I'll come in.
Yeah.
I have no fear when Palu is here. And...
Considering you're in the...
X-Nay. Yeah, edit that out, please.
Yeah, that's, I just realized that. We'll have to edit that out. Oh, well. Well, that's okay. That's what editing is for.
Well, did you read that poll back a while ago? That Civilization 4 came in second for greatest game of all time.
Yeah, we talked about that, yes.
What was it for? I think it was IGN.
Yeah.
And XCOM UFO Defense got first place, which I actually totally agree with. I admit, I'm a traitor.
Shame on you.
No, okay. No, really, you must play
it. Civ should be one. The only game.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it should have been number one ahead of Civ, but it is still a really good game.
Wow, that's true.
It's MicroProse. Everything MicroProse is good.
Still has play value however many years later we are now, so...
Shall we move on to the next topic?
Yeah, I'm looking for my notes again, because I loaded a different page to give you guys a link.
Oh, I use Firefox, so I have lots of tabs. Lots of tabs.
Yeah.
I use Opera. I have lots of tabs, too.
I have lots of tabs, too, but I happen to use the same tab this time. Our very own Solver put together a nice little fact sheet about all the information we have about Beyond the Sword. It would be nice little reference work for people looking for everything that's in the game.
Yeah, so you don't have to play hide-and-seek or a bunch of threads.
Yeah.
So I assume he'll keep updating this as it goes?
Yeah, we'll be kept up to date as more info is released.
Excellent.
Excellent, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Byrne.
Excellent. Smithers, where's my coffee?
Figure that out.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, that's why we expose this stuff to staff first, before it goes in the wild.
Yes, what would you guys do without me?
Well...
Don't answer that.
Yeah. let's see, how much have we recorded? 40 minutes. Oh, that's pretty decent. Shall we go on to the modcast?
Yeah, we'll edit that down to about 20 minutes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there was some blank spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without the other guys, there's much less hilarity involved in this, I must admit. We're pretty dry.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, well. They're the comic relief.
Yep, that's pretty much all they do.
Especially Imran.
Yeah.
We're missing that little...
We need more shininess.
Yeah, we haven't had 20 shiny jokes today.
Yeah, look, you have to rise to the occasion and make, like, world domination jokes. podcast.
Yeah. do you guys have a moment? I want to get myself something to drink, because my throat is starting to ache.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'll take a little back 5 minutes or two, okay?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
See you in a few moments.
Oh, okay, I'm back. Anyone else back?
I'm here.
I thought I heard somebody over there.
So we're all here again?
And I picked up some toast, so you guys can listen for the next 5 minutes to the sound of me chewing.
Okay.
Yay, toast.
Oh, yes, and it has raisins in it, too.
Oh, cinnamon toast.
Yes, with cinnamon as well.
That's some toasty toast.
Yep.
Okie dokie.
You're done?
Untoasted.
Okay. I think that...
Yeah, I think we killed that.
I think we wrapped that one up.
Oh, I like this. Bronze is life. That's a good...
It was food.
That's by Wonder Pup. Bronze is life.
Oh, either bronze or iron. Either will do, really.
Okay. Metal is life.
Shiny metal is life.
Then like that one.
Shiny is life.
Shiny Dan's religion.
The more it shines, the more life it is.
Shiny good.
Someone always plays as the Incas. I start every game like this.
Yeah. That's a really anal person with a very, very specific strategy.
Build Stonehenge in Tiamat, build pyramids in Cusco. I built the Great Walls and whatever city is done for us. Blah, blah, blah.
How do you even enjoy the game if you play exactly the same way every single time?
but it's a different map.
One more thing about resources. I'm not sure if it's a good idea to go back to the Civ 3 system of adding sulfur and stuff for as unit requirements. Because there's a reason we got rid of that. If you miss out one of those resources, you're basically screwed.
I think he's actually dropping that in the next version.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there's even an option now to not use that.
Oh, okay, yeah, then it's okay. Is that something? No, we dropped that for a reason.
Well, it all depends on how common it is.
Yeah, because that was very frustrating sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it can just ruin an entire game, especially because it happens so late. I mean, in Civ 4, if you miss bronze and iron, you can always say, okay, I don't want to continue playing, it's still early.
Hmm.
It could be an interesting talent to keep playing, but you know, at least you have that choice. And if it's sulfur, you're so far in the game, it's a shame to give it up at that point.
I could see how that would really suck. So, what I would think would be better is to make those requirements a little softer, this or that, so it's more likely you'll have it.
Yeah, that's something I would like to see as well. Either or maybe you don't necessarily need the resource, but either they give a bonus to your units, or, I don't know, make them cheaper, or something like that.
Yeah, I did a mod like that way back in like the early days, because there is the ability to do that. You can just make it work the same way it works for Wonder. Having the resource gives you 100% bonus, and I just doubled the cost of everything.
Yeah.
You know, pretty simple to do.
Yep. Yeah, that's definitely something I like better than a hard, either you can build this unit or you can't.
Okay, so wrapping up to, what do we, should we wrap up as? You know, just say goodbye? That kind of thing?
Yeah, I think so, unless you have an idea of something to discuss in a wrap-up, but...
No, not really.
Sam, leave us anything, or...?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wait, the tagline.
Could we do, like, a countdown to Beyond the Sword?
Not brilliant, but not awful.
Yeah, what are the exact number of days left until Beyond the Sword is released at the time this show will air?
That's a very good question. Yeah, 2 months and a week.
This is the 12th, so... 2 months, so that's...
About 70 days. Give or take a day, but...
It's a calendar.
These... These things are subject to change anyway. It can always be released today sooner or later. But 70 is close enough.
Well, they could totally surprise us and put it out in June. Probably not, I know.
Maybe not so much. But I did hear stories of people who had Civ 4 2 days before it was supposed to be released. So 1 or 2 days is always possible.
Countdown would be kind of a nice idea. Oh,
so about 5 polycasts?
Yep. Providing we have enough people to actually make them.
The rate we're losing them.
Yeah, we're losing people left and right. So.
Yeah, well, I think this week's kind of an anomaly anyway, so...
That's true. I mean, 2 people dropping out last minute and then not being around at all.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
The shiny person will be back soon enough.
Indeed.
To bring our shininess to our lives. Yes. Dan, you are our only shiny.
No, we're not seeing my only sunshine thing.
No.
Okay.
So now we just have to do a little intro, or announcing the topics. Let's see. I'll do the news.
And I'll do the modcast. And what a shock, right?
Ooh, yes, surprise. That's a wrap.
You'll have to save it with editing.
Yeah, a lot of editing.
You have your work cut out for you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and that'll keep me busy for the rest of the week.
Yeah, does Dan do usually do the editing, or do you usually do it?
Yeah, Dan usually does it.
Yeah. I used to do it for interviews, but we don't have interviews anymore.
We're not very often, at least.
No.
Sort of a specialty section, like the workshop.
Yeah. Well, I like this format better, to just invite people for the whole show. It sort of replaced the interview concept.
Yeah, it works. I mean, it's easier to organize, and frankly, you need people for the whole episode if everyone else calls off.
Yeah.
Or else this would just be like a talking head between you two, you know? Oh, it's fine. Back and forth.
Safe to stop Audacity, or?
Well.
Yeah. We're done here.
Okay, I'll hit end on the recording there. Well, we still have to edit out so much stuff. All the
but still.
Yeah, well.
We're probably only about 45 minutes of real content here.
Normally, I record about 90 minutes, and it gives about an hour worth of show. And we still have the workshop to do and the mailbag, so we'll figure out how to fit that in an hour.
We always have material for cut.
Exactly.
Copyright 2007, a Appleton Civilization site at appleton.net.